At a time when college tuition and fees continue to rise, more than a million low-income students could face reductions in their federal aid. That's because the spending bill approved by Congress last month allows the Department of Education to update the way it calculates eligibility for Pell Grants, the main federal source of financial aid. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
At a Boston garage, Andrew Cassino helps a customer put air in his tires. It may not look like it right now, but Cassino is working hard to become a certified public accountant. He's in the second year of a four-year program at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. To pay for his education, he delivers pizza, does odd jobs for an elderly man, and helps out here at the garage.
I'm here 6 days a week. It's only 3 hours a day, usually, but it adds up. When I got to go home, and after that I could do homework, do a couple errands around the house, so just a lot of time consumption that I could be using in other areas.
Like studying?
Yeah, but you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Cassino is the first person in his family to make it to college, and he says he's determined to leave this garage and get his degree.
I love working here, but it's not what I want to do the rest of my life. I've already figured that out. It's good to learn, I mean, good people to work with, but even my boss, he won't let me stay here my whole life. Once I started working here in high school, he's like, you're not staying here your whole life.
To make that possible, Cassino depends on a scholarship, a loan, and a federal Pell Grant to cover the $8,000 a year in tuition and fees. The maximum Pell Grant is just over $4,000 a year for the nation's poorest students. Because of his income, Cassino has a $1,200 grant. But under expected changes to the program, he could be among more than a million students who see their grants reduced or eliminated.
1.2 million students would receive reduced Pell Grants, and about 90,000 would lose Pell Grant eligibility entirely.
Brian Fitzgerald advises Congress and the Department of Education on student aid. At issue is this. Last month, Congress cleared the way for the government to update state tax information used to calculate Pell Grants for the first time since 1988. Because state taxes are now lower, the new calculation would cut grants to more than a million students by an average of $300. Grants for the lowest income students would remain the same, but the cuts could affect students like Andrew Cassino, who receive small grants. And Fitzgerald says the cuts will lead to a larger trickle-down effect because states and universities use those same numbers to determine their aid.
So even though we're seeing potentially very slight changes, that effect can be multiplied many times, and the cumulative effect can be fairly significant.
The Department of Education tried last year to make the change, but Senate Democrats blocked it with an amendment to the appropriations bill. This year, Republicans cut that amendment, arguing that using the outdated information cheats the poorest students who need the Pell money the most. Jim Boyle, president of the advocacy group College Parents of America, says the Republicans are right.
Stop the silly fighting and get the tax tables updated. I think it's ridiculous to base critical financial aid decisions in 2004 on tax tables from 1988.
Boyle says updating the tables is an important step toward eventually expanding the Pell Grant program.
The way to get more money in the program, I believe, is to run it responsibly and make the case to Congress and the American people that this is a program that is run well and serves not only students but the taxpayers.
But Joan Becker, Associate Vice Provost at UMass in Boston, is skeptical that Republicans are serious about that. She points out that the Pell Grant has not kept pace with the rising cost of college, and that George W. Bush's promise during his first presidential campaign to raise the maximum grant to $5,000 still hasn't happened.
That isn't even on the table anymore. Now we're talking about recalculating so that fewer students are eligible. So we're essentially squeezing low-income students either completely out of higher education or it's just going to take them twice as long to get done. And they don't do as well.
Becker worries that some students will simply quit. Others, like Andrew Cassino, who already worked three jobs to pay for college, will have to spend even more time working and less time studying.
It's stressful enough as it is right now just trying to maintain school as it is. And if this grant's going to be going down, where you know college prices are going to be going up anyways, it's going to be much, much more harder for me to afford school every semester.
But Cassino says he won't give up. He'll just work a little harder. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.